I don't know about you, Sandra Ziegler, but I personally am tired of summer.
Really?
Already. Oh, it's just, yeah, I mean, you know, I get it, summertime, but it rains, mow the grass. It's a vicious cycle.
It's a vicious
cycle. Now, we like the rain. Don't get me wrong. We like the grass, but mowing the grass, that puts things in a whole different perspective. Mm-hmm. All right, before we go to Cats Playhouse Theater and their current production, we're going to go to the phones. I had a comment from Gene on Harry Reid. Gene, you're on.
Yeah, good morning. I think Hobby Lobby actually had birth control options in their plan.
Yes, they did. I think the only thing that they were did not have in their plan were like options like RU-486, like the abortion
morning
pill
after.
And stuff like that.
Yeah, they probably they didn't want to pay for an IUD and the plan B, the morning after pill. So that here's the point I want to make real quick is the fact that government. Harry Reid wants to legislate what plans have. So, like, what if your plan says that you can't have the best diabetes agent on the market? Okay? Mm-hmm. Our plans tell us that all the time. We purchase those plans, or your employer purchases the benefit for you. We are told all the time what drugs we can and cannot have that are on plan, or you're going to pay more for it. So why is this birth control all of a sudden the topic du jour? I mean, we know why, but what's going to stop them from going across the board and telling every insurer and every employer what they have to have and every class of drug on the planet?
Well, they're on their way.
Yeah. Hey, Gene.
Well, I know.
Gene, yeah. Man, I appreciate it, and thanks for your call. I appreciate you calling. Thank you. You know what's coming next? You know, we have all these illegal aliens coming across the border. Then, you know, here's the thing there. Now we're going to have to be providing healthcare for them too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we'll probably have to give them the choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, this whole thing is backwards and upside down.
Yeah.
You know, in Kentucky, here's what they, if this is where Sandra's from.
Mm-hmm.
In Kentucky, if you ask somebody what the president's doing, you know what they're going to say?
Lay it on me.
I ain't got no idea.
That's right.
Ain't got no ID.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, back here at home, we have Cats Playhouse Theater on 34th Street, basically children and adults theater studio presents God of Carnage and the aspiring young producer, director, Regan Suddeth is in the house. Welcome to the program, man.
Thank you for having me.
All right, God of Carnage. Is coming up, it starts this weekend, Friday, July 11 and 12, and then next Friday and Saturday, 18, 19, and 25th and 26th. So it's 3 weekends in a row, Friday
right.
and Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, doors open at 7 o'clock, curtain 7:30. And what's your website?
Catsplayhouse.com.
Okay. All right, Regan, you're the producer-director.
Right.
Tell us about the show. It's God of Carnage.
Right. God of Carnage is about two pairs of parents who come and meet together to discuss an altercation between their children. One of the children has hit the other one with a stick in the mouth and broken some of his teeth. So they come and, you know, discuss it in a civilized manner. They're all being civil and nice with one another. And then as the play progresses, they start to kind of lose their temper and start acting like children and start fighting. So there's a lot of irony in the play.
All right. Now I got to ask you, you know, as far as hitting the mouth with a stick and, you know, breaking the teeth, I mean, is there any sort of special effect or makeup and, you know, like drooling blood and stuff like that?
Well, the funny thing is we actually never see the children.
Oh.
We hear about them a lot. We, like, they're, you know, the focal point of the play. That's why they're here, but we actually never see them.
Theater of the mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Okay, is this a production? I mean, what's the message here? I mean,
it's just, I feel like it's just kind of poking fun at some of the, at parents in general at sometimes, just like they can be hypocritical, and there's just like a lot of irony in it, like, you know, parents can act like children too.
Okay, so if you know somebody that needs a reality check,
buy them tickets.
Buy them tickets and slide them in the mailbox.
Yeah.
I was thinking of you when I heard of this.
Yeah. It'd be nice. I'm thinking of you a card.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with a couple of tickets to this. So is this a large cast, or is this just...
No,
a-
it's just the four parents, two pairs. That's it.
So is this like, you know, like a set, or is this more of an improvisational thing?
It's a set. We have a set. You know, we have, you know, the lights and sound, all the everything. It's just the smaller cast, which is actually nice to work with, a smaller cast for once. So.
Okay. In the arguments and stuff, does it get down and dirty, like vein popping out in the forehead
kind
of stuff?
Yeah, there's some where it gets pretty pretty crazy, yeah.
How many productions do y'all do typically?
This year, we're doing a lot this year. We usually do around 6-7, but we're doing quite a few more this year, which has been, it's been nice, but it's also been kind of hectic, sure. So we need to find a happy medium.
All right, how much are the tickets to the show?
14 for adults and 12 for students and seniors.
Okay, good, good. Did I ask you, is this your first production for you to direct it?
It is my first production to direct, it's been a great learning experience. I'm usually on the stage, so it's been good to be on the other side of it.
Yeah.
Kudos to you.
Thank you.
And so you can get tickets at catsplayhouse.com.
Right, or you can call 806-792-0501.
All right, fantastic. It's God of Carnage at Cats Theater. And what's the address on 34th Street?
2257 34th off University.
Yeah, it's a couple of blocks east of University. University mm-hmm. being 2400.
Right.
All right, man. Reagan, thanks for coming in. Thanks for bringing the posters. Mm-hmm. Oh, hold on just a sec.
Can you use those?
Okay. Here we go. I thought that we had tickets to give away, and we do have tickets to give away. Actually, what we're going to do, jerk that poster off the wall. The poster is actually the ticket.
Right.
If you would like to go to see God of Carnage, we have these are each good for a pair.
Mm-hmm.
Their date of choice.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay.
Three weekends.
Yeah, three weekends. This weekend, next weekend, and the following weekend. The rest of July. So anyway, if you'd like to ring us up, how about call 1 and call 2-770-5790, and we've got a pair of tickets for you in the form of a poster. So go ahead and ring us up. Caller 1 and 2-770-5790. Thanks for being with us, man.
Thank you for having me.
Almost forgot that.
Yeah.
But Laura told me. See, I was a little discombobulated because Laura wasn't here, and she's kind of the, you know, the onstage freak with the whole deal.
Yep.
You know, she's Miss Overextended when it comes to doing stuff like that.
She's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but anyway, yeah, they had, what was that, that Moonlight musical thing that they did?
Right.
Oliver, you know, they had three generations of her family, her daughter, and her granddaughter.
How fun.
We're all in it, yeah.
How fun, really.
Yeah, and then, you know, she was in Les Mis, and, you know, I mean, it's just like, oh, she'd walk in here and say, oh, I auditioned for this. I'm like, excuse me? You got to be at work at, you know, before 6 o'clock in the morning. What are you doing? What are you thinking?
She obviously loves it. So.
Oh, yeah. She does. And she's pretty darn good at it, too, might add. And it runs in the family. You know, her daughter placed 8th in the Miss Teen Texas pageant.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she won the Alpha Award, which means, you know, she was on top of the heap when it came to performing of the first-timers. And of all the people that performed, she won the overall number one in the talent, which is a pretty cool deal.
What talent did she do?
She's she was tapping, did a tap dance. She's very good. Very, very good, yeah. Anyway, Chad Hasty is coming up next. We'll see you in the morning. Hopefully Laura will be back and Sandra will be minding her own darn business. 828, good morning and have a great day.